It's going to be Ken remotely speaking, I guess.
Hello, is it? Can you hear me?
Ken? Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on slide number one.
Okay. So I'm going to talk about the semantic annotation of the Ontolog Community Environment Hackathon. The if you go to slide number two, the background of this is that, as you know, the Ontolog Collaborative Work Environment, of which its wiki is a very important part, has always served this community. And it's been been many years, which we've been involved, many people have been involved in attempting to ontologize, you know, basically to annotate and to use wiki content because it's such a rich source of information and knowledge about ontologies for our community. So this is actually, this hackathon is really just one of a long series of efforts in this direction, and we expect that it will continue in the future. So we just have a number of goals that we hope eventually will be achieved, and in fact, we've made a lot of progress toward them. On slide three, the specific goals of the hackathon were to try to extract the semantic content from the pages, specific pages on the Ontolog Wiki, the ones involving conference meetings, and to extract calendar type information from them. But we wanted the code to be general enough that we could then extend it to get other kinds of semantic content from these pages. The idea is that this would be kind of, it ended up being the kickoff for the development of an entire semantic ecosystem based on Purple Semantic Media Wiki. So going to slide four, the Ontolog Community Environment is going to be on the Purple Semantic Media Wiki platform. It is the content that is currently on the website is being migrated, and we are going to be semantically annotating it. So we have some categorization already. The hackathon was mostly concerned with extracting properties such as date, starting time, duration, chairs, speakers, participants, and so on. Going to slide five, now this will show you what a typical page looks like on the current Ontolog Wiki. It's one of the sessions of the Ontology Summit this year. And so you can see there is a great deal of interesting semantic content there. Now, if you go to page slide six, this shows at least the beginning of what the actual page looks like underlying that view on slide five. So the wiki actually takes this kind of text that you're looking at on slide six and converts it into the HTML page that you see on slide five. So, but this is of course just the first part of that page. Now, the next slide, slide seven, shows what a typical page, or is actually a small version of one page in the new Purple Semantic Media Wiki. So this, it's not the actual page, it's just a mock-up of one with a little bit of content so that I can show you what's going on. It was some of the information from Track D, Session 1. Now, if you go to slide 8, now on slide 8, you can see what the page source looks like with annotations. Now, the first Ontology Summit 2, that's just an ordinary link. The semantic annotations are the properties of the page and the categories of the page. So we have the two champions and the three speakers that were at this session. And then The last items on that slide are the categorization of that page. So we're saying that this page is in the meeting class and it's in the Ontology Summit 2014 class. So basically specifying this page as a resource, it's an instance of these two classes, and it has a number of properties. So I think you can recognize this as a semantic annotation. Notice that in addition to annotating it for semantic purposes, these also show up on the page. So if you go back to slide 7, you'll see that those links, you see the links there. You don't see that it's being marked as a property, but they do show up as links to those individuals, their personal pages. And this last category here actually determines the look and feel or skin of the wiki page. So because it's in this category, you then see on slide 7 that banner up at the top and the particular look and feel of the rest of the page. If you go to slide 9, now this is another page, and what's interesting here is that it is extracting content, semantic content, from other pages, specifically from that page we just saw, where it lists the champion and the speakers. And of course, if there were other pages in this category, meeting pages in this category, you could also extract those that information and show it. So it's dynamic content that just gets generated whenever you look at that page. So on slide 11, I show what we hope to achieve. What we hope to do is take the content that I showed before, current page, and then annotate it as is shown below. So the date, for example, will now be specified as has date. Categories will be specified for that page. If you look at the next line, it says show. So it's actually going to be querying another page and showing the theme of the overall summit. So you'll only have the theme in one place. The session topic will be specified as a property, and the chairs will also be properties. Panelists will be indicated, and so on. So you can see the kinds of annotation that we hope to have on these pages. So now going to slide 12. Sorry, I kind of got lost there. The semantics of Semantic Media Wiki are not that rich. They're resources. The resources are the whole wiki pages. We have categories that can use for classification. There is a subcategory hierarchy, and properties are supported. Data type properties, object properties, each with its own wiki page. And software has been developed for mapping from RDF to Semantic Media Wiki. Slide 13, the hackathon software was developed. We did have some difficulty with authentication, but we did manage to get things parsed and updated, and also to use the Google Calendar web service. Going to slide 14, here are the participants that were at the hackathon. It appears that the font was messed up. I'll try to fix that. We had 6 students working, as well as myself, Peter, and Pages Parikh, each of whom had a duty to develop software for the hackathon. The current status on slide 15 is that we have developed a prototype, a few problems, although we've managed to fix them. And the students are still active, and they intend to continue working on it until during the rest of the summer, actually. They couldn't continue immediately after the hackathon because they had to finish their semester. Slide 16 now, this is what we intend to finish by the end of the summer, is an integrated platform, an ecosystem for collaborative development, which can be used for communiques, ontologies, standards development. It will organize content in a semantically structured information model, have a support for modularization, as well as reuse. So every class, for example, every concept in a standard will have its own page I'm working with the OASIS standards body specifically, and have been working with them for some years now to develop this tool. We're going to establish connections between related documents, so for example, between related standards. Then on slide 17, we want to maintain consistency across documents, which is an important aspect of not just documents, but ontologies and standards. This will support testing and verification. You've heard other speakers talking about that, and we intend to integrate with them. We want to generate many representations, such as visual representations, navigation framework, just generate software, and also to generate web service APIs. By the way, nearly all of this is already finished. We're just, during the summer, we're mainly going to be extending this and integrating it together. So you fully expect to have a completed migration to this new platform by the end of the summer. Lifecycle support also will be available for email notifications to individuals for upcoming deadlines. So this should be a pretty complete ecosystem, fully semantically annotated, integrated with other tools, and ability to generate a great deal of interesting software and visual representations. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Ken. There are a couple of questions here. Stefan, Michael, start with Stefan and then Michael.
I wanted to know this ability to use your own vocabulary, because I've seen the example you showed. You don't have a notion of namespace for a property, since that everything is under one namespace. Do you have the ability, for example, to use a namespace like for or whatever well-known ontology to annotate the wiki page?
The Semantic Media Wiki doesn't have a namespace notion that's usable. They do have a concept that sort of looks like it, but it's not quite the same. So that is a problem. The way we'll have to deal with that is to have specific prefixes in front of property names that we will use by convention to stand for these namespaces, and then during generation, import generation, we'll have to translate between these prefixes. So, yes, we're aware of that problem. We do have at least some software right now that's sensitive to it, but we'll have to have more software that will take care of this. Good point.
Okay, Michael, last question.
Michael Oshold, Semantic Art. So this talk started out, and I had the impression that it was going to be specifically for the ontolog community web pages, and I thought maybe there'd be some possibly semi-automatic conversion of existing unstructured content into semantic content. And then later on in the talk, it sounded a bit like this is a more generic semantic media wiki kind of context for things beyond the ontolog community. Can you clarify? Thank you.
There's the migration from the current content has been ongoing for a number of years. That was one of the main things that we were doing in the hackathon, and we fully are working on that software for the migration and extraction of the semantic content. So, yes, indeed, that is an important part of what we did at the hackathon. But we also intend to then proceed to use these semantic annotations for building this ecosystem. So both of those are important parts of the project. They were perhaps the main thing that was done in the hackathon, but it'll be less so as we move on in the project over the summer.
Thank you.